Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Flaxenton. Her website is the-collaborative.com. Did I say that right, Beverly?
You got it right, Jim.
And all of her books are there. You can find her books wherever books are sold. Beverly D. Flaxenton is the name on the books. Self-Talk for a Calm You, Make Your Shift, that's another one. Beverly, we're talking about, you're helping us understand the point of not only the fact that your special sauce for a customer as a small business owner is the value you deliver, and however you and they, the combination of both of you, define value, especially what the customer. But it's not enough anymore just to deliver it. You've got to articulate it, don't you?
Yes, and you know, I get asked that an awful lot by small business people because it is expensive, Jim. You know, so what do I do? Do I put my firm up on a billboard? Do I buy advertising space? Do I hire a PR firm? You know, what are the things then that I do? And my view on it is that you don't necessarily have to blast it out to everyone. You just have to be consistent with it. A website, you know, make sure that messaging is on your website. If you are handing out flyers, if you have a place of business, when someone walks through the door, you know, as we talked earlier, you could have a banner, you know, 75% of our customers say this.
What about a tagline?
A tagline, when you're teaching your employees, you know, and I don't care whether you've got the hourly person, teaching them a way, perhaps, when you say thank you to the customer, to add your tagline in.
Hey, Beverly, how about just teaching them to say thank you? That's another show. That's another show, isn't it? So, you know, when I had my consulting company, my tagline was, I'm a vice president you can rent. And so that told them, you know, they actually used that to refer other people to me. Come up with something that's so intuitive that when you say it enough, and especially when you find out that whatever it is in your tagline is what most of your customers like about you.
Well, and what I really like about that example is that it's descriptive of what it is. You know, I've had situations where we've worked with companies that have maybe had a branding expert or somebody work with them. And, you know, if you get too fluffy and too out of the box and too,
right,
you know, somebody doesn't know what it means. So I think the art of this is not necessarily to, you know, have something that people say, wow, what is that? But have something that people say, I know what that is.
Right, right. You know, I love, there was that movie that Dudley Moore was in where he was an ad agent and he always told the truth. And, you know, he was helping the Volvo people with their ads and he said, we're boxy, but we're safe. You know, yeah, that's what people liked about Volvos, right? He just said it.
but it's funny because giving voice to it and having, especially when my kids were little, having driven a Volvo myself, I would have been perfectly proud to say, yes, it is boxy.
It's boxy.
But, you know,
it's safe.
So that's the point, though. You know, it really is coming up with something that's meaningful. And, you know, what you're doing in your company is going to be different than the person down the street,
yep,
and you want it to be. But you've got to let your audience, your customer base know that.
Well, find a way to say something that has a hook, but that is also has the advantage of being accurate and something that the thing is you got to be careful if you're, whatever your message is what you think it should be, that's a dangerous presumption, isn't it?
It is, and I think, you know, talking about looking at it from the customer's seat is so important. But, you know, Jim, can I bring up one of the things,
sure,
you know, you and I were talking about at the break, which is, there are opportunities to practice some of this in, you know, let's call it safer places. You know, if you belong to a networking group, if there's a chamber of commerce meeting in your area. You know, I've found that when, you know, if I'm working with someone and they're really trying to get the messaging right or they're really trying to see what resonates, you know, find those opportunities where there's other business owners, there's other people that are looking to grow their business, and those are places that you can practice some of your messaging and actually reach out to someone to say, does this resonate? You know, is this something you'd respond to?
Here's another thing. Find, everybody's got a handful of customers they can't run off. You know what I mean? They love us so much that they just find, and they actually take an interest in us. Find those people and talk to them about what your message should be. They'll help you. I've done it myself several times.
Well, and that's another piece that I think oftentimes we miss. And you used the word help, and I think that's the operative word. You know, I have never found a situation where a business person will go to a good customer, somebody they've known for a while, who's supportive of them, ask them for their help in terms of crafting their message or making sure that something's going to resonate. Most customers feel honored, and they feel valued that they've been asked.
That's exactly right. And these are not, you know, you're still asking all your regular customers their opinion, but these are people in an elite status, aren't they? Because they're just they're such a strong customer for you. Beverly, I need your website again, please.
It's the collaborative.com.
Can they find out about the shift model there and your books?
Yes, everything is on the site.
Look for all that stuff, folks. Beverly can help you if you go see what she's doing for her customers. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
It's always my pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
Beverly Flaxington, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blaxingame. Stay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blaxingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.